I come to authenticate witness by those crazy people from the so-called Partnership Africa. I mean, they seem to be concerned about issues of Zimbabwe, diamonds, and their own issues. You know, those are an extension of countries that have imposed sanctions on us. I mean, what do you say? I mean, Partnership Africa is almost 50% funded by the Canadian government. So, really, whatever they say is just the rest of no logic, and that's done by lunatics. We cannot respond to lunatic comments. And these things have been rendered useless by, what is happening in Zimbabwe. Now, we are the best operator. We have been qualified by the international geologists that we are fully compliant, and our economy is benefiting from the diamonds. I mean, they are politicizing an issue which is totally nothing to do with politics.
They talk about a company which is called the Three Waters Investments, which they say is a diamond company operating from your offices in Bulawayo. What do you have to say about that?
I've never heard about that company. That's a question of their crazy thinking. I mean, those are just imaginary companies which they dream about and not talking about them. If they want, they should go to the group office and find out together whether that company exists or not. I mean, but who is this Alan, whatever you call him? He just seems to be obsessed by Zimbabwe. I don't know what his interest is. He's just a joke to the international community. They've released a lot of reports, and the whole thing is aimed at tackling the successful meeting which will be held in the platforms in most of the week. They also, those are reports that usually come before the plenary, and we are used to have a lot of them anyway. Because they are met by a lunatic group which has actually failed to convince the world about the Zimbabwe situation.